Maybe you read that recent New York Times report about Amazon's data-driven management. Well, it turns out data have transcended the local tech industry. Pro sports teams have always depended on numbers to tell them how players are performing. And now, thanks to a new partnership with Microsoft, well, you can too. Todd Bishop is co-founder and editor of the online tech news website GeekWire with us once again. Hey, Todd.
Hi, Marcy.
So this new pro sports venture is actually sort of a partnership between Microsoft and the NFL.
That's right. It's a multi-year deal between Microsoft and the NFL where Microsoft is paying $400 million for the right to provide technology and then get promotion from the NFL in a variety of different ways. And one of those is called Next Gen Stats. And the idea is, even though statistics obviously are part and parcel of sports and integral to the experience, this takes it to the next level. You'll be able to, for example, see player speed and total distance run and just really get a much deeper sense for exactly what is happening on the field.
What kind of device do I need to access that?
For now, at least, you'll need either a Windows 10 device or an Xbox One. So this is part of the partnership where Microsoft is hoping to use this as one of the incentives to get people to upgrade to the latest version of its operating system or its game console.
Well, so fans are going to have access to, you know, how fast Marshawn Lynch runs down the field or how many yards or whatever. Is this a gimmick, like a buy-in, or is this actually information that will be useful to coaches like the Seahawks' Pete Carroll?
Well, so for fans at least, you can look at fantasy football scenarios where you might be able to say, wow, Marshawn's speed is really trailing off here in this game. Maybe for the next game, I might want to trade him to another player. Heaven forbid.
Or, those are the fantasy folks.
Exactly. We should say for the actual folks, that like the coaches, this technology has been available for a while to the coaches in some limited form. And the way it works is they actually put RFID chips into the player's shoulder pads. Mm-hmm. And those chips then communicate with sensors around the stadium to give you a real sense for how things are going.
So I know that I read just before the first preseason game that the Seahawks at least would be using Microsoft Surface tablet. Are all the teams?
All the teams are, and they have been actually for a while now. And the biggest challenge, frankly, that Microsoft faces there is brand recognition. There have been a few very notable incidents where the NFL announcers on big games have called them things like iPad-like devices, which is not justify a $400 million marketing expense on Microsoft's part.
Todd Bishop from GeekWire is with us once again. And Todd, in reading about this, I couldn't help but flash back on the book and then the movie Moneyball, which is about Oakland A's manager Billy Beane. And he had a very tech-reliant management style. Is there any connection between that kind of data gathering and what this Microsoft program is going to provide?
Absolutely. It's all reflective of the push toward very granular data and looking at that data in very different ways than coaches or managers would have in years past. This is all part of essentially using data to find those insights. And it's frankly transforming the entire business world. You referenced Amazon at the beginning. Mm-hmm. That's just one example of companies and workplaces that are using data and real-time data. That's the key. It's coming back to them right in the moment so they can make decisions.
So not to pick on Marshawn Lynch, but he's the one whose name I can remember right now. He's got this RFID chip in his shoulder pad and he's running. Is Pete Carroll going to pull him aside and say, well, last week, Marshawn, you ran this fast. What's up? You're running, you know, a mile per hour slower?
Probably not.
Okay.
But the other thing that the Surface tablets do, and they are on the sidelines, and they're going to be upgrading them this year, but they're basically a replacement for the old photos, the black and white photos that you would get on the sidelines that would kind of run down the transom to the sidelines. They're actually showing up on the tablet with these new versions.
And so who's going to have these tablets on the sidelines?
Essentially all the quarterbacks and the coaches and any of the players who want to look at them.
They're standing there on the sidelines looking at Microsoft Surface tablets.
Yes, or more likely sitting back to the rear of the sideline on the bench. I should say our reporter Taylor Soper is great at covering this stuff. He's one of our most valuable players on our team and he's been documenting all this stuff for us.
And you put that chip in his glass.
Yes, exactly.
So Next Gen from Microsoft is aimed at football. I understand that Major League Baseball has a separate but related technology. Who produces that?
You know, that does come from Major League Baseball, and it's called StatCast, and it debuted this season, and it's really given the same type of insights, you know, real-time data on exactly how far that home run was hit. Now, obviously, the whole fantasy baseball element isn't as strong there, but there is a chance for fans to use that in different ways to get new insights into the game.
So just to recap, fans who have Windows 10-enabled equipment in the stadium or at their house through their Xbox or whatever have access to this, but still $400 million from Microsoft. Is this really the best way to spend marketing money?
I guess you'd have to ask Satya Nadella that. I think, you know, all these big companies and big brands try and get their names out there in different ways. You know, you do see the Microsoft Surface branding on the sidelines. Certainly, if they can get the announcers to start actually calling them Surface tablets, I think that would at least go part of the way toward justifying the expense.
Maybe they need $500 million for all the broadcasters.
Exactly,
next.
Exactly.
Todd Bishop is co-founder and editor of the tech news website GeekWire. He joins us every other Monday on The Record. Always great to have you here, Todd.
Thanks, Marcy.